So Bricker's free throws, a minute and a half into the third, put Warsaw in the lead by one. Rogers out top against Carson Gould. Nada Weaver drives around Davis, shoots it up off the glass and good. Martin tried to take a charge. The official standing right there said no way. Four lead changes. Homestead back in front, 29-28. Almost 2 minutes gone here, third quarter. Bricker right in front of the Warsaw bench. Hands back to Martin. Martin now will pick it up on the sideline, throw it out to Finlinson. Finlinson hands to Bricker. He'll turn and shoot from 25 and got it. Bricker from the right side, not too far from where his dad is sitting. Warsaw back in front, 31-29. Bricker, his first three of the game, he's got 11 points. Weaver holding left of the key beyond the arc. Now to Graber. Graber runs down the side of the lane, a foul call. Finlinson fouled him hard. Robbie picks up his second foul. Free throws coming up here for Homestead. Yeager started the third quarter on the bench. He's been on the bench for the first 2:24 of this third quarter, but he will be coming in here in just a minute. Graber, 3 for 3 at the free throw line. Shoots and hits. He's got 8 points. All in the middle two quarters. Yeager in for Trey Davis, 31-30 Tigers. A lot of effort in this game. It's been a struggle for both teams on offense especially. Graber makes both. He's 5 out of 5. And we're all level at 31. Carson Gould, far side of the center circle. Gets to Finlinson, who hands it right back to Carson. Carson takes it and lobs it cross court to Martin. He shoots a three-pointer and shot an air ball. It's out of bounds off of Yeager's hands. It belongs to Homestead again. Brandt's jump shot from 15 feet out is a little different. It's not exactly conventional. Shoots that ball way above his head. Not from like his forehead. I'm talking way above his head. Turnover, I think. Warsaw as Gould dives on it and held ball. He got tied up by Weaver. Carson just could not stick a fork in that thing. So the Spartans get the possession arrow. They've got it back with 5:03 left to play in the third. And a 31-31 game. Aiden Good to play it in. Two teams not afraid to go down into their bench. And the way the fouls have been called tonight, well, let's be honest, they could have called a lot more fouls. The way the fouls have been committed tonight, and there's traveling. Graber caught the ball with his right foot on the ground and then moved it before he started to dribble. Warsaw's got the ball back. ...31-31 as we pass 5 minutes left to go third quarter. Carson Gould off a Yeager screen. Right corner Martin, and he took off running without the ball, and it rolls behind him off the shoes of Mark Bonifield, who's back with Tiger basketball. The fans here really want to get involved in this game, but it's been so herky-jerky. Even the Homestead fans feel the same way. Nobody can really get anything on a consistent basis going. There's a pass tip. Carson Gould is able to save it. It'll roll in the backcourt, and then Bricker dove for it and didn't get it. It's 5-on-3. Smith for three at the other end. No good. Finlinson has it tip off his hands and off the end line out of bounds. The best they could get out of that was a 22-footer. Warsaw got a break there. Gould was trying to get up from the scorer's table. Bricker was 50 feet from the basket, and a whistle, and timeout is called by Homestead. It is a full timeout, so we will take one as well. 4:24 left to play here in the third. 31-31 is our score. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Good news from down south. Warsaw has scored the first 14 points of the third quarter. They lead Ben Davis 34-26 with 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Homestead with the ball trying to regain the lead. We're even at 31-31 with exactly 4:05 left to go. Weaver drives around Yeager, who had to let him go, and Weaver scores. He's got 4 on 2 baskets this quarter. Homestead back to the front. Our 6th lead change. We've had 4 ties, 33-31 Spartans. Finlinson near side to Yeager. Now down to the near corner for Carson Gould. Graber will back off. He has a wide open 3 if he wants to take it, but Carson just has not looked at that shot at all in the first 7 quarters of the season. Jaeger now to Carson Gould. Walks up, drives into Graber, lost the ball, picked it back up, backdoor cut, Martin puts it off the glass and in. Warsaw has tied the game. 3:15 left to play in the third quarter. Martin now with 14 points. Rogers left corner all the way to the elbow and then back out beyond the arc. Graber down to Weaver on the block against Carson Gould. Backed into him and shoots and scores. Carson had no choice. He's got to try to take a charge there. The official ignored it. And it's 35-33. Homestead by two. Carson Gould spins the elbow. Double team, kicks it near corner. Finlinson wide open. He missed the three. Jaeger tried to back tap it. And it's grabbed by Graber for the Spartans. Homestead with the ball, leading by two. Graber, right side, Weaver. Looking at Smith in the corner, now looking inside. Throws it outside to Good instead. Rhonda Graber, left wing against Martin. Takes him down to the baseline. A whistle and a handshake. Foul called on Brant Martin. His first. That'll be the second against Warsaw of the third quarter. Beinberger into the game. Drew Sullivan into the game. Jaeger and Finlinson are out. On the inbounds, they lob it to Good left wing. Out to the top for Smith. To the right wing for Reinhardt, who's in, and we have a whistle away for the ball. Berger's going to get this foul. That's his second. Third team foul of the quarter against the Tigers. They'll lob it into the backcourt where it's grabbed by Reinhardt. Reinhardt to the line. Off high screen, Sullivan switches. Now they throw it above the free throw line to Graber. He backs down in, kicks it out. Smith for three. Good. Smith with his third three-pointer. Homestead back up by five, 38-33, with 2 minutes to play here in the third. Carson Gould. Far side, Sullivan. Warsaw spreads it out here. Now Carson's got it between the circles. He's going to shoot a three-pointer. It's way wide right. No good. Rebound to Homestead. Good with it. Up ahead, Graber. Bad pass. Taken away by Martin. Martin leads the counterattack. He got spun around. He got knocked over. Foul call. Martin got knocked off his feet. Not to the floor. Smith with the foul. He's got one in every quarter now and three total. With 1:35 left in the third, Warsaw's got the ball back. Carson Gould looking. Gets it in. Bad pass. Taken away. Stolen by Good. Up ahead to Graber. In for the right on Martin. He puts it up and in and a foul. Martin with his second. Graber with 11 and a chance for a three-point play. And again, the Tigers just not handling the ball at all. He had a man open on the wing and he missed it. Missed the target by a good 3 feet. And against a team playing as sticky a defense as this team is, you can't be that far off. Free throw rolls in for Graber. 12 points, 6 out of 6 at the free throw line. Just like that, Homestead's up by 8, 41-33. 1:20 left to play third quarter. Carson Gould drives in. Threw it in the lane. Off a foot, out of bounds. Last touch by Owen Smith. Warfield back in for Chris Johnson. Could be 9 minutes and 14 seconds away from career win number 494. On the inbounds pass goes right through Maida Berger's hands. It was wide open. It was a good pass, and it just was not caught. Warfield drives in. Sullivan blocked it, but there's a whistle and a foul called. Drew with his third. Tigers trying to gut through this game, trying to get the win here tonight when they clearly don't have their A game. Hard to do against a team like Homestead that may not be as power-packed as they have been in the past, but still very good. Warfield's free throw goes in. He's got his first point. And if this goes in, Homestead would be on a 10-0 run, and they lead by 10. If it goes in, and the junior puts it up and in. 1:06 to play in the third. Warsaw with the ball, trailing 43-33. Carson Gould at the elbow, comes up shooting from there and hit it. Gould with his first 2 points of the season, and it's 43-35. Reinhardt to midcourt. Weaver will take it into the front court, far side for Warfield. Warfield on the weave, hands off to Reinhardt, and a whistle and a foul called against Gould. Penalty in effect. Free throws coming up here for Reinhardt and Homestead. He has not shot a free throw yet this season. He was part of their JV team and freshman team a year ago. Trey Davis waiting at the scores table. Reinhardt up there to shoot. And the first one is good. He's got four. Davis in for Martin. Most likely, nope, check that. Davis in for Berger with 42.4 left. I was getting ready to say, most likely just for the end of the quarter and then Martin would be back in, but that scenario changed. One more coming. Reinhardt puts that one in. He's got five. It's back to a 10-point game. Homestead 45, Warsaw 35. 35 seconds left to go third quarter. Davis out to Sullivan. Sullivan looking for Bricker. Finds him on the baseline below us. He shoots for three. It's good. Second three of this quarter and the game. 14 points for Luke. 45-38. 20 seconds left. Homestead with the ball. Warsaw with the possession arrow. So get a stop here and get a chance to get right back in the game. Good. Almost had the pass hit off his chest by Bricker. 9 seconds. Now eight. Out top, Graber. Dribbles right. Takes it left against Sullivan. Leans in for a 12-footer and rolls it good. And that'll do it for the third. Homestead with a late push. They lead 47-38 at Warsaw after three. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.